Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump is in Puerto Rico. He spoke at a roundtable with local officials, although he reportedly did not respond to a comment from the San Juan mayor that this is not about politics. He did speak with and sit next to the island's governor.
Governor, I just want to tell you that right from the beginning, this governor did not play politics. He didn't play it at all. He was saying it like it was, and he was giving us the highest grades. And I want to, on behalf of our country, I want to thank you.
With that, he shook his hand. NPR's Merritt Kennedy is in San Juan. Merritt, before the president arrived, the governor held a news conference of his own. What did he say?
So Governor Ricardo Rocio Nevarez was saying that he really hopes that the president is able to see the extent of the damage. And he says that just by flying over the island, that that will be almost unavoidable. And the governor added that they're working on an aid proposal for the storm. And he hopes that the funding the U.S. territory receives will be consistent with the damage as it would be in Florida or in Texas.
Well, and the governor's walking a tricky line here because he has been effusive about President Trump while also trying to get across the message that the aid is much needed. One of his colleagues, the mayor of San Juan, has been in a spat with President Trump over the amount of time it's taken for the aid to come. Did the governor allude to that at all? Or
no, he didn't reference that debate specifically, saying that he plans to have a storm-centric conversation with the president. But it certainly will be interesting to see what comes out of the president's meeting. We're hearing that they're planning to meet. What comes out of that meeting with San Juan's mayor?
Yeah. And what are the people of the island saying? Are they, I mean, there's no communication in parts of the island. Are they aware the president is coming? Are they aware of the criticism over the amount of time that it's taken for the aid to get there? What are they saying to you?
Actually, that's exactly right, Robin. Many people that I've spoken with had not been aware that the president was planning to visit. And, you know, any reaction that I've gotten from the things that Trump has been saying in particularly hard-hit areas has been after reading people his tweets off my phone.
And what do they say?
I had a conversation with a man in the central Florida area of the country, and I read him the one where Trump said that Puerto Rican leaders want everything handed to them when it should be a community effort. And what he told me was that at that point, it had been completely a community effort. And it's worth noting that FEMA has come since then.
Yeah. Well, at this press conference today, it was a joint press conference with FEMA officials. What are they saying about the latest in aid?
So they're saying that it is getting out, and they are trying to set up a system where every municipality will have a single area where people can go to pick up food, water. They're trying to streamline the process after receiving criticism on the logistics of the aid distribution.
Yeah. NPR's Merritt Kennedy in San Juan, Puerto Rico. Merritt, thank you.
Thank you.